Hi, this is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We have Priscilla with us today.
Peace and light, everyone.
Peace and light. And we have Alexis from First Year Project on her way in. She will be here shortly. Very excited to talk to her. Her podcast has crossed paths with a few people who we've spoken to in the past, and in general, I could see a lot of links being closed, which I'm excited for. So very excited to talk to her and about her experiences launching a podcast and what her plans for the future are and how she's living free and not dying. Anyway, Live Free or Die Radio. If you missed the Slain podcast, that is up on our SoundCloud right now, soundcloud.com/LFOD. You can always hit LFODradio.com for all that information. We post it all on social media as well, at LFODradio. The Twitter is at LiveFreeODRadio for now, until we get this guy to come up off the LFOD radio. I have a formal complaint filed with Twitter. I got to follow up, circle back to them, and see what they are doing about it. But we'll see what happens with that. And if you don't care about social media at all, you can just go to our Mixcloud, mixcloud.com/LFOD. Radio and follow along there. That's where we post it. We don't post it on SoundCloud because we do play music, and SoundCloud has these nice little algorithms that catch that and delete it, whether or not the artist has signed over consent to us to play it and is a fan of us playing it. So that being said, the MixCloud, it's a little bit different platform, but it works for us, and we like it a lot. So mixcloud.com/LFOD radio. If you're an artist, tuned in, submissions@LFODradio.com. Hit us with some cleans. This does broadcast on FM radio in Boston before it hits the net. So keep that in mind, please. We're going to get right into it today. We got the new one from Bishop Lamont. This joint's called Speak to Me. It features Angie Fisher. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
I was checking them. And on this here, this is the reckoning. You rappers need to go get saved to pray, I recommend. I ain't down with your type of party. Got some whack, you gotta rap about Illuminati. Half y'all can't spell Illuminati. Went from poets and dancers to drug dealers and John Gotti. Shiny Houston back to gangsters killing everybody. Oh yeah, I forgot about your booty shaking. Y'all burning that out, leave something to the imagination. Got these women and these little girls emulating all the wrong things instead of strong queens. Enough of ratchet position. Raise your self-esteem. Let the wise listen and add to their learning. And let the discerning get guidance. Without sin, cast the first stone. Women too, no, ain't no stones gonna be getting thrown. I'm a sinner too, I've done my share wrong, and I'ma do some more, I know I'm not alone. Yeah, we go astray, so far gone, end up so lost in another time zone. But no matter how far, we can come home. Always, we never have to be alone. We all fall, but try to stay strong. It's hard to keep your faith when your own pastor's doing wrong. Men and women of the cloth, not all them true. Condemning you, but they be secretly sinning too. Stop giving millions to these hypocrites. Why they all ballin', but the hood ain't rich? Yeah, I know it's business, you gotta get your dough. But don't forget to handle business and save some souls. Churches ain't safe, what we supposed to run to when a nation filled with hate? Come to the Lord's house to fix our pain and our worry. And a gunner comes and guns you down in Bible study. Please speak to me, Lord God, we need you in a hurry. We so caught up in these devices, caught up in our vices, caught up in all the media telling us what our lives is. Hate, fear, and violence, blinded, we need you to guide us, Lord.
Hey! flowers and tenement towers seek water to grow, and some before their father grow. Nothing but unstoppable obstacles, black roads, potholes. God only knows if it's folk foe or prison doers. Yeah, bullet showers from venomous prowlers. Please watch for the blowing those who got the goal of hunting, cause it's profitable. Cops on patrol, bust at your opticals to blind your vision. Mind your business before you find in prison. I'm seeing system clear, this the year, this shit real critical. They listen, but they ain't hearing the lyricals. They listen, but they ain't hearing the lyricals. They listen, but they ain't hearing what he say, he say, he say. These kids these days is gone, baby gone.
He say, he say, he say. These kids these days is gone, baby gone.
Rose and concrete trampled on under your feet for the umpteenth time in just 1 week. They bust eat them on's weak. Blood trickle upon street is cyclical, cause we repeat the tendencies of weak people mentally. Shootouts, can't afford it, abort it. Boys wanna be girls trying to tune out, can't avoid it. They selling us a dream, and we buying it by any means. Guess this make checkmate to queens. I guess this make checkmate to queens. They let Satan schemes of knowledge chase green. And though it's seen legal tender, tender and the things cool, it ain't true. Jedi mind tricks they do, but I'm on to these dudes. See the military, monetary profits. It is logic to blindfold our optics. See the system clear, this the year just get real critical. They listen but they ain't hearing the lyrics. They listen but they ain't hearing the lyricals. They listen but they ain't hearing what he say, he say, he say. These kids these days is gone, baby gone.
He say, he say, he say. These kids these days is gone, baby gone.
Jenna cut the genitals, my lyrical's amazing. Influencer mixed with A's, razor blades and lemonade. Pay these days to be mediocre, future and fugaz. KKK, clan meeting, we seeing they face on the television. Planet killing, eliminate race, found water on the red rock. They sending them to space and in place of the Cold War. Drug war, the rush for a war on terrorists. Mount Rushmore represents pure idol worship, upon an idol worship. Radicals are on sabbatical, elite forces. Behold ish as courses, of course we endorse it. America online, doing fine, being blind. And I'm seeing system clear, this the year, shit get real critical. They listen, but they ain't hearing the lyricals. They listen, but they ain't hearing the lyricals. They listen, but they ain't hearing what he say, he say, he say. These kids these days is gone, baby gone.
He say, he say, he say. These kids these days is gone, baby gone.
Check it.
I've had people that I love get taken away. I've had people I've trusted change up or get led astray. Death is only the beginning, though. Even if they still alive, this is different, yo. A door closes while another slowly inches open. Try not to overthink it and blow it. But when the time is really right, you'll know it. Eyes reveal, truth lies, try to conceal. Lie to my face, but too wise, the vibe is real. But that's a favor that they did for me, I probably thank them. Y'all know if this was 1992, I'd probably shank them. Instead I chill calm and cold like Armin Juice Jones. Be careful with your karma, you might tarnish your soul. But that's your journey, I try not to judge. You got my own bills to pay for and my own hells to run through. I'm not beneath you, but above you. Funny how I love you, turn above for you. So thyself be true, true, true.
I shall stay true. I shall stay true. I shall stay true. I shall stay true.
Dirt on my soul and mud on my pants. Smoke from my gun and blood on my hands. I've been through it all, so what is my stance? Back against the wall, still loving my chances. Butted my bread and recovered my advances. Shut up, I said, never studied my answers. Overdosed to homicides, suicides, or cancers. Shot by the fate, cut you and I with the glances. But I'm still standing here, after all these years. Speaking my truth, this is all this is. All the nightmare and the dreaming and the demons I've been haunted by. Angels have been keeping me alive when I wanna die. Got me feeling there's a reason I should persevere. My memory is foggy, I can see my purpose clear. So many things to be afraid of, but the worst is fear. Yesterday is gone and so are you, it hurts to hear. I could've burst in tears, instead I'll write this letter. We had to wave the white flag, could've
been the same since the ties are seven. See the truth, but the lies are better, so be true.
I shall stay true.
Brand new from La Coca Nostra, that's Stay True, produced by Static Selecta. Before that, we had Rex with Gone Baby Gone off The Greatest X. Definitely check that out if you haven't. They're over in Europe right now touring, getting ready to come back to Boston in a few days. And we kick things off with brand new Bishop Lamont, Speak to Me.
Rex now, is also nominated for a hip hop award for the Boston Music Awards thingy.
That's dope. I'm very happy for him. My thing with the Boston Music Awards is
what is the
every
Boston
time they
Music
come out,
Awards?
I'm reminded how out of touch I am with what is allegedly happening in Boston.
So I didn't know that was an award show until this year, and I was like, oh, like Killer Boombox, like that's super dope. I just didn't even know it existed before.
They're getting better. Yeah, it's, I don't know who picks them, but they do a good job. Like, they do a pretty good job for hip hop, but I don't know where they find. I don't want to throw shade, but I don't know where they find some of these people. It's just an awards.
On there.
It's like any awards show, you know. It's a collection of writers and quote unquote influencers and stuff like that.
Right.
And I haven't seen the one this year, but I saw Dutch got nominated. I saw Term is back on it. Yeah. I saw Still Gold.
Cousin Stiz is on a Michael Stiz. Christmas.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a pretty good collective. I think so. I mean, as an observer from the outside of Boston.
Yeah, I think they do a decent job. I think they're getting better. I know, you know, some of those people probably could have been on, you know, in advance of that. I don't know.
Well,
no shots. I'm going to say something that I'm going to regret if we keep talking about.
I am not a part of whatever he's about to say.
So we have Alexis here. This podcast is about Alexis and the First Year Project.
Whoop, whoop.
Which I have been listening to for about a week now.
You're late.
I am. Well, I've known about it for a long time.
You have.
I like the aesthetic. It's very clean. It's nice. We cross paths with a lot of the same people.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell people what it is?
Sure. So first and foremost, my name is Alexis, and I'm the founder, producer, host of First Year Project. First Year Project came out of an idea that I had, well, more so a feeling. About 3 years ago, I was in my first year of teaching, and it was right out of college, out in LA. I was near USC, so like South Central LA. And I was honestly like very, very dumbfounded with how hard like the first year of teaching was. And I was like, am I the only one like going through this? Like, is everyone else like able to just kind of like keep it together better? And it was something that I wasn't used to. I think as a student who is used to, if you put in a certain amount of work, you automatically will get this result no matter what. It was a feeling that I wasn't used to. And for me, I started to have conversations with other people at first who were in education. I was like, hey, like, these are some of the challenges I'm coming across. Like, did this ever happen to you all too? And they're like, oh my God, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So just those conversations got me to thinking, wow, I wonder if people, you know, my friends who are in investment banking are having these similar types of like moments of vulnerability and struggle, and just honestly, like seriously, like doubting themselves and doubting their own abilities. I will say,
the
like,
iBankers don't have time to doubt themselves.
you'd be surprised, man. I've had a lot of conversations with folks who, whether it's first year in like that type of industry, first year raising a family, first year living in like a New York City or an LA, like every generation is going through some sort of first year. in some way, shape, or form. And unfortunately, in our society, we talk a lot about the accomplishments and about making it through things and, you know, being very grateful, of course, but we don't have enough conversations about the moments of vulnerability and just the straight up mistakes that have built us to become the person who we are today. So that's where First Year Project came about. And it started off actually as a blog. And then the first interview that I ever recorded, I recorded on my iPhone. I think I had a 4 at that point with Bad Decisions Collective. Yes. Shout out to them. They were the very BDC. First. Like, I had no idea what I was doing. There were like 6 dudes I was interviewing at the same time. But remember, originally the project wasn't... it wasn't going to be a podcast because I didn't have any experience previously in audio and recording, in producing. I didn't have any of the equipment. So it just happened that I was kind of, I think, purposely placed in a situation where we had this beautiful, beautiful conversation about Boston, about their progress through the music and the creative scene. About just a lot of different things, and especially in regards to moments of vulnerability, mistakes, and how they've gotten through that. And when I listened to it, I was like, man, I can't... I didn't think I could do justice to that interview by just writing it in a blog post. Like, you had to hear it. You had to hear the pauses, you know, the busting out laugh. And I think they were talking about going to, like, a Nigerian wedding at one point in the interview. And, like, just feeling the culture and the community... and hearing about their story, I think there's something special in being able to hear people's voices and feeling like you're actually sitting down and in that conversation.
Yeah, as opposed Omar's to laugh is contagious.
Yes, yes.
We also have a podcast with BDC, LFODradio.com.
Look at you out here with the plug.
I had to. Hey,
shameless.
I am the plug. How'd you meet those guys?
Oh, yeah. I actually did meet them at your... What
Christmas
was that?
Party.
Was it a Christmas party? It was an ugly sweater party. You weren't even there in the beginning, which is funny.
Some rock star stuff.
I don't know about all that. I don't know about all that. But yeah, no, that was the first time that I met them. And it's crazy because when I heard them DJ, and I was like, yo, who are these people? Because I had been to Collective Boston's stuff and different things happening in the city, but I never saw them DJ until that event. So yeah, it was dope.
Yeah, those are great guys. I'm glad that you ended up switching to the podcast format.
Me too.
I really think it's, I mean, writing is good, but people are on the move a lot. People are honestly getting tired of staring at their screens all day, I think. So I think people are... they want to hear the audio. They can just pop it on, listen. I listened to your new podcast with Kania. No?
Oh, Kiana Fitzgerald.
Sorry. I listened to that on the way over here.
Yeah, she actually wrote something for the Fader. She interviewed No Name, who is an amazing
nice.
Artist from Chicago.
Her album is amazing.
Oh, my God.
And she's on Mick Jenkins' album as well.
Mick so. Jenkins.
I love him as well. I haven't heard
the
his new project
component,
yet.
The healing component, amazing.
Is it? Yeah.
Oh my goodness! I wrote about it. It's
oh,
amazing.
Did you?
Yeah, that's exclusive.
Oh, okay. We'll have to. So you started. So you were teaching. I'm guessing you're not teaching anymore.
No, I'm not. I'm in transition right now.
Okay, so you were teaching. You realize a lot of other people might be having these similar feelings. You started seeking them out,
mm-hmm.
And then you decided to start blogging and then podcasting.
So before I made the decision to turn to a podcast, I actually submitted First Year Project as an idea to Malia Lazu's Epicenter Community. They have an Accelerate Boston Creative Economy accelerator program here in Boston, and they accepted it. So that's where I was doing the work on it. So I was in Boston like every 2 weeks.
Okay.
And then after that conversation, that's when I was like, all right, I definitely want to go the podcast route. Did hours and hours of like research, reaching out to folks. Originally, I was trying to get someone to do the editing and the producing aspect of it. And I got connected to this guy named Andre, who at the time worked for MTV as an editor. And he, you know, was talking to me. And at the time, I didn't have a budget.
Okay.
So he was like, well, I won't be able to do it, right?
Yeah.
But I think that I can give you some, you know, bare bone, like, skills and help you out, and then you'll be able to do it, which was honestly the absolute best thing that he could have ever done for me. And then from there, like, he just taught me the basics of audio editing, and in terms of, like, having a conversation and being able to edit in a way where it really feels like a story. I already had those skills, so just like hours and hours of editing, lots of audio led me to being like, all right, well, let me just push it out and see what happens.
You listen to Startup Podcast ever?
Yes, I love that podcast. I love
Alex, right?
Yeah, no, but Gimlet Media has a couple podcasts. I used to listen to let me look up here. I used to listen to Sampler.
Okay.
Which is also part of Gimlet Media. Reply All. Startup is like a dope, dope podcast. But the first podcast I was listening to probably like 5 years ago were the TED Radio Hour. And then at the time, The Read was like one of the major podcasts that was out by people of color, which is so like crazy to think, because now there is like an oversaturation of just like podcasts in general.
Yeah, they're out here.
But in terms of like major companies as in you having some sort of outside company who says, hey, we would like you to do a podcast and we'll figure out the rest. Backing black people, that was not really a thing. That was done in a major way and kind of went viral before The Read, in terms of my knowledge. Mm-hmm. And podcasting has been around, I mean, for what, like 10 years, 20 years. It's not anything new.
It's essentially talk radio when you back it up and break it down. The format has been, but I mean, the distribution has changed. Mm-hmm. But everything's gone online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you have to, in order for you to survive, like you have to have some sort of online radio content if you're in the radio industry. So...
Absolutely. Yeah, you do. That's why they video seems to be big there. But that's another discussion. So you've been doing this for a year now?
Yep.
So are you up to your first year yet, or do you still have a few months to go?
No, so I'm a little bit past my first year in terms of developing it as a concept. The first episode of First Year Project came out in March, but I started recording and interviewing well before. So yeah.
Okay. And season one is completed.
Yep, season one is done. Season two is next.
Nice. Well, I would think so.
What are some things that you're looking forward to as you're entering into like your new season?
That's a really good question. What are some things that I'm like excited about, things I'm looking forward to? I'm looking forward to taking more risks and kind of being a little bit more creative and doing different things like with the interviews. So like, for instance, season one, I had my intros, I had an interview that I interviewed either like one person or like one collective or a group of people, and then the outros, whereas in this season I want to take it to the next level and actually incorporate multiple interviews and kind of just like play around and take more risks with that. So that's definitely something I'm excited for. I'm also excited to see like how I tackle it with it being season two. For me, I'm the type of person who essentially will like work on something and put it out and be like, well, I mean, I have nothing to lose because I've never done this before. So I like doing new things. I absolutely love it. I love going to new places, love being involved in like new learning experiences. I think that the second year, and especially I'm like, I kind of call it the Jay-Z year in terms of my age. I'm 26 years old.
The Jay-Z year.
So let me talk about the Jay-Z
year. Please unpack
that. So, and correct me if I'm wrong. When Jay-Z was around 26, 27 years old, that's kind of where he made his like major transition from the drug game to being like, hey, like I'm going to do this music thing like seriously.
He was a late bloomer for sure.
Yeah. So I have a theory that 26, 27 year olds, like there's generally some sort of transitional period, whether that's career wise, mentality wise, whatever way that it may manifest in your life. There's some sort of transition that you will go through that's going to be major. So I'm curious to see how that unfolds in my own life.
I think you're on track. For me, I've always 28. I feel like you, I sort of, from watching a few people do things, I feel like that's where people hit their stride. If you're not hitting your stride around then, early 20s, you're trying all sorts of different stuff and figuring out what you like, what you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so this is your Jay-Z year. Congratulations.
This is my Hovi year. I'm excited.
So what you're saying is season two is about to be your volume one.
I mean, I don't know if I want to compare it to Jay-Z's volume one.
Well, that's you just did. That's what we're doing. So,
but
he's like cheesing in the corner.
Yeah, V loves this. V is here.
So, I feel like I'm going from because okay, so this is what folks I don't think folks realize. I had a vision for First Year Project, and I had certain guests that I was like, yeah, I absolutely want to bring them a part of like the project and what we're doing, but there were also a good amount of those guests that I was able to get because someone I interviewed before was like, hey, like, this was a super dope experience. I think you should also check out so-and-so's work. Or Corey Towns. Shout out to Corey Towns. He's a music critic based out in Brooklyn. And also DJ Jazzy Jeff's son. I didn't know Corey personally. I interviewed Modi before out in L.A., and Corey responded to Modi about him really, really enjoying the podcast. And Modi responded back and was like, hey, yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was a good experience. I think you should do it too. So a lot of the connections that I made was literally by just like doing the work. And by doing the work, I mean, I didn't feel as if I needed to have a whole bunch of like famous people that I knew to put out a project. For me, right. It was like, it's about the conversations, it's about the sharing of like learning experiences, and whoever I do that with is who I do that with. It's about the story, and each of us have our own different type of story. So in terms of the way in which I was able to get some of my guests, Kiana Fitzgerald, I followed her mixes on SoundCloud and read, you know, her piece on Beyonce's Lemonade. And I just hit her up on Twitter and I was like, hey, this is what we're doing. We would love to have you a part of it. And she was down. So
nice.
I think for season two, the difference is before, like, I didn't know that was possible. A lot of the way in which I got my guests was organic. Same OD. I was interviewing Saidi, who is one of his producers, and Saidi couldn't make it to a particular location. I think it was too far for him. So we ended up interviewing in Derek, who is the same OD, interviewing in his living room. And like his dad, nice. Like his cousin are like watching TV, and I'm like, man, like, I don't know if this is gonna work, Saidi. But it did, and he, you know, started to be a part of that conversation too, and organically it just came about, you know, in a very authentic way. Yeah. Where I could approach him and be like, hey, like, you should be a part of this too.
That's still, yeah, that's the way to do it. We do a lot off energy as well, you know. Yeah. You put out a good energy, do a good thing, and it kind of, people will circle back to you and push the right people in your direction.
Truth.
And truth. It's kind of crazy. Watch this, it all
call it
expand.
Stars aligning.
Exactly.
And I have a similar story. I interviewed Odyssey in New York. I met him at the summer stage, and he was like, oh, just come to the house. And I was like, what house? He's like, my house. And then the interview happened. But that's so dope that I
very chill
happened for you. Yeah.
Shout out to all those guys. We're going to play a song real quick, and then we're going to come back. Since you guys are talking about Mick Jenkins, I don't have any of the new cleans, but this is one of my jams off Waves. This joint's called P's and Q's. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Drinking water on y'all, with perfect pitch, I'm singing free my polished and purposeful. He's producing pristine pictures. Pay me, give me plenty. The trees be got keys, that's paper, so hold the pennies. I'm pressed and like pest, I'm in every nook and cranny. Your pantry with some patience, your panties. I got patience, it's prevalent in the previous plannings. I've been on my P's and Q's.
Is this a quiz? P-P-P passion, I'm not picking him to quit. Watching paint, ain't it quaint? All that presence in his pen, he be purling all that wisdom, all that pressure be to sin. A pearlescent silver lining through the questions I've been quilting together. Quiver in the cold, are you equipped for the weather? When it's polar and it's piercing through your sweater to your chest, how you persevering, press on through the quest? I've been on my P's and Q's, can't you see I do not play? And I'm packing full of quotes, pray you perceive it in the way that I intended. I ain't preaching and I'm never that pretentious, not pretending. Quasimodo, how my back is, I've been bending, I've been lifting all the pounds. Break it down, pass it round, politicking with my peoples, then my partner, then my round. Quality is what we seek, I'm not playing till we peak. Quintessential to survival is the cunning to compete. You pick defeat, if your efforts will only ever be passive aggressive. You my pleasure to let it fly like attached to propellers, and compel all your people to say a prayer in your passing. The gas, and I'm too persistent, and what could they tell us? I've been on my P's and Q's, quantum leaps ahead of my peers. They not even in my peripheral. Pray I keep it proper, cause they play it so political. The petty is so pitiful. Be the pedigree, I'm of a higher pedigree. I'm peddling this penmanship, appreciate the pleasantries. But it's quiet for y'all. I mean, you know I've been on point with it. Ain't even got a smoke, and I'm getting high off the field. Y'all just trying to make some coins with it. Educate my loins, we've been gifted like I brought a couple poinsettias on my P's and Q's. Quarantine the phrase, you can comprehend it better. Bring phonetics into play, I'm no pharaoh. Message never mystical, breath of antihistamine. I'm trying to heal the physical, requiring a pivotal stance. But my man's man, no, I'm not dolo. Provide you with the proof, it's never quid pro quo. It's Free Nation, please no photos. Yeah, power to the people, middle fingers to the
And we are back on Live Free or Die Radio. Shout out to Mick Jenkins. I haven't heard the new project yet. I'm very excited to check it out. Those first two were super solid. He's one of the nicest doing it right now. Love his whole style. Aesthetic. It's all about drinking more water. That's true. It's crazy that people need to tell you that, but it's a fact. Danny Brown just dropped today, too. He dropped it 3 days early. We're getting a ton of music this week.
I feel good about hip hop this year. I really do.
I've been feeling hip hop is great. I mean, people want to follow this. I don't know. People were just so down about it for so long, and they really were seeing what they wanted to see. But I've been seeing a lot of cool, creative stuff all around, and there's more than ever. People don't want to dig.
It's like look for it.
There was like a golden-ish era where good stuff was getting force-fed to you, then people lost that will to dig. But if you dig around, there's a lot of diamonds out there.
What are you listening to nowadays?
So, I was hip to Mick Jenkins, maybe a month or two ago.
Were mad because I got on when he dropped Waters.
I know.
Yeah, we were going in on it last week a little bit.
What else am I listening to? I listen to a lot of mixes. Little Sims. Nice. She's an artist out in the UK. Little Sims?
Okay. Never mind. Sorry.
No Name. I love No Name. Kay Trinada. Recently, I've been listening to a lot of Wax Poetics mixes.
That leads me into a question I was going to ask you. What is your relationship with hip hop? Because it's not necessarily a hip hop podcast, but you tread those waters. You made a Jay-Z reference almost immediately.
Yeah. So I, hip hop music in general. So we're talking about hip hop, Brazilian jazz, classical music. Like, I have always found my piece of music, and this is from high school. Like, whenever if I'm not in a classroom and I didn't have to talk to somebody, I had my headphones on. Like, that's literally what I loved to do, and kind of what just like kept me level. In terms of hip hop, like, music has always been a huge part of my life. Music has always been a huge part of kind of like how I interpret certain periods of my life. So it only made sense to incorporate that into the podcast, especially because it's such a universal type of like unifying force.
True.
So, for example, when the podcast first dropped, even on the first episode, we had listeners from Belgium. and we don't have any additional resources to translate the podcast. So they're just literally going off of vibes.
Those guys dig.
Yeah, they're literally going off of vibes. So it was cool to see, because after actually at this the second month mark, we had listeners or audio consumers are technically what they're called in I want to say the very exact stat is over 50 cities in like 13 states and then like 35 countries internationally.
Nice.
Which was like amazing to like see it grow, and for it to grow in a way that could connect with people who maybe speak English and others who may not.
Maybe they're learning. Maybe they're using your podcast to learn.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, we cuss a lot, so.
You do. I noticed
not
that.
A lot.
You're kind of
dirty.
Here
and there.
No,
and
there's
there.
A lot of cursing.
No, it's authentic. So the one thing I love about podcasts.
Yeah, she changed it.
The one thing I love about podcasts is you can talk the way you want to talk. Like,
right.
You don't have to rearrange words, or you don't have to, you know, say it a certain way. Like it's very however it comes out. And I love that aspect. And maybe I have a little bit of a potty mouth, but I haven't sworn on here, so.
You've done very well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pray your hands.
Thank you. Mad emojis. So, a couple like sort of high level questions.
High level.
Just zooming out. People are gonna definitely check out First Year Project, firstyearproject.com after this, and they're gonna listen to, you know, some individual episodes.
But First Year PRJ on all of our socials, also.
Good. Have you found like a common thread throughout all these conversations? You said at the beginning you discovered everyone was having these first year struggles or new experiences. Has there been like a common experience that popped out that ties all of them together, a thread between them?
That's a really good question. I think there are multiple threads. One that is like top of mind for me is I feel like everyone at some point in their life has doubted themselves, or not necessarily valued themselves, or been confident in valuing themselves at one point in time. So I haven't interviewed any ditties out there who are like, I've never doubted myself. I've never made a mistake that's made me regret. Like, I've always had people who are open about being like, hey, like, I actually did struggle at this point. And that being a thread makes sense, because the struggle is a part of the process. Like, you cannot, and this is something that I have had to learn, and that each day I try to embrace more and more. Like, this is all a part of the process. This is all a part of getting you to be the best version of you. And I think that embracing that, I mean, it's very, very hard, but even in terms of how I was educated in schools, like, I don't think the psychological aspect of, you know, over-testing kids, or only focusing, you know, on academic strengths in a certain way, I don't even think that was brought up as an issue. And it's a really, really huge issue. Like, we should be embracing the obstacles and the mistakes just as much as we embrace the things that we do really well. So
they say calm waters make for crappy sailors.
Amen.
It's really smooth in the other word, but we are FM.
Yes.
So that is true, though. That's good. Yeah.
Coming back to Mick Jenkins, just a little bit, just one more plug.
Young Mick.
He talks about that, and because the album is called The Healing Component, so he talks about completely healing and trusting the process, and like experiencing and not acting like, okay, well, everything's okay, like there's nothing wrong with my life, and like, the album is amazing.
That's dope.
I'm so glad you're woke now.
Sorry, huh?
I'm so glad you're woke now.
Whatever.
Whenever,
we
right?
Love Mick.
Yeah. It's never too late.
Never too late. I hate that when fans are like, oh, I liked him for like 3 years and you just got here and you're not.
It's
like,
I'm so that person.
You know, when you find a diamond, it's still a diamond. It doesn't matter.
Amen. I like that. When you find a diamond, it's still a diamond.
Right. Mad quotables. That's what we go for here.
Yes.
So
can you imagine, like, just tweeting? My pants.
Well, when we get
mess.
Our social media intern, I spent the first half of this convo taking pictures on the low and maintaining convos and all that. But let's. So that's the common thread. Is there one thing you personally learned in your first year? Like, if you had one piece of advice that you could give to people currently in a first year,
what would it be?
Yeah.
I think that one thing that I've learned is it is very easy to keep going and keep engulfed in the work when, you know, you're getting a lot of retweets and folks are being like, hey, I love what you're doing. I think you should, you know, have so-and-so on the show. It's much easier to continue the work when that's happening than it is when so-and-so, who someone has connected you to, doesn't answer your emails, or when you have certain, like, budgetary limitations. So I think that if I had any advice to give to someone who was either, like, launching a creative project or was kind of thinking about, like, hey, like, I have something that I want to start, I would say, number one, start it. Start it as soon as possible so that you can fail as quickly as possible. Growing in a way where you can do so authentically and organically and not necessarily with 10,000 followers will get you where you need to be with a more solid foundation than either not starting it at all. I know a lot of people who talk about projects that they've been trying to start for 3, 4, 5 years. Just start. Like, if you're going to do it, shut up, go somewhere and actually do the work. Like,
thank you.
If you don't start, it will never come out. And this is not me being an expert in anything per se, but I know that if you don't start it, whatever you're trying to do will not come out.
It's a fact. This is my number one rant. Your brain, it gets the same, it releases the same dopamine from you saying, here's my idea, and someone saying, that's a good idea, as if you actually do it and show them, and they say, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So that's why you see people, the more you talk about it, the less likely it's going to happen. You get the satisfaction already, and you kind of game yourself out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So
and
we don't
I'm,
talk about anything. It just happens.
I'm all about vision boards. I'm about, you know, speaking things into existence, and, you know, every Sunday I'm looking at my horoscope and seeing if we are in it or out of Metro, you know, Mercury retrograde. I'm here for all of that, trust me.
Word.
But I also understand that when I get to a point where I feel like I'm talking too much about what I'm trying to do, I actually have to take a step back and say, all right, let me honestly stop talking about it and let me try some things out, put it out and see what happens.
Yeah.
But I think to kind of bring it back to the aspect of, like, doing it consistently, no matter whether you get paid, no matter whether you have 25 followers or 10,000, like, it's very easy to do something when you feel like you're good at it and you're getting a lot of love for it. If you want to have some longevity to whatever you're working on or within your craft, you have to be able to channel the motivation and the energy to still do the same work despite the love you may or may not get. And I think that that is something that is very difficult to do, especially if you're not at the point where you can monetize your business.
True.
Thank you for that. That was good.
Yeah.
Nice.
I hope people listening, we try to, like, you know,
inspire. Give them some soul food.
Share
that was soul
this
food.
With the people. So.
That was soul food. That was really good. I'm taking it in as you speak as well.
I appreciate
that. Yeah, we yelled in the middle, or I yelled, because our other co-host, Tasia, is very much on that wavelength.
Yeah.
And we told her she couldn't be here tonight, but I said, you better listen.
Yeah.
I said, this one's going to ring true with you, and then you just, she would have been all over that. The horoscope would have been it.
Word.
Priscilla has a question she asks everyone.
The last and final question.
We're gonna ask it, then
after.
We're gonna play a song so you can think about it.
Wait.
And then come back, I think, right? Because people usually need a little
bit
of time
to think about it.
This is the question.
Heavy loaded. So if you could convince people to listen to your podcast with a hip-hop lyric, what would it be?
With a hip-hop lyric?
With a hip-hop lyric or a song, and you have to give me a meaning or tell me why.
Okay, and I have a song to think about this, right?
Yeah.
She tried to warn me, y'all, and then she didn't.
No, I know, I'm no sorry. Warning. Sam, no Sam warning. Was like, 7 seconds.
Well, last week we had a 7-second response. Like, sometimes it's like the big test.
Slane was on it.
Slane crushed it.
Repeat the question one more time so I have it imprinted.
If you could convince our audience, right?
Yes.
Why they should listen to your podcast with a hip-hop lyric.
With a hip-hop lyric.
What would it be?
Okay.
So, in a sense, describing your podcast with a hip-hop lyric or with a hip-hop song.
Got it.
That being said, we're going to play the new one from Wordsworth and J Soul. This joint is called Satellite. You're still tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Your favorite rapper in your top five. Got put on, wrote a song, later saw my stock rise. Fatherless child, worth nothing in my pop's eyes. Daddy didn't care, so why would the cops try? Welfare, spam in a can, eating pot pies. KFC, Popeyes, buckets or the box size. Selling food stamps, babies on the block died. Ain't have a chance like an avalanche rock slide. No dentist and doctor we could drop by. Healthcare was Robitussin and peroxide. Just the haves and the have-nots, it was lopside. MSNBC is bias and Fox lie. In the game, people ran base and did not slide. Locked up, gotta keep your head up like a pop fly. In your car, somebody driving, you get shot by. Rather run a light than stop at the stop sign. Interviewers keep asking where the lyrics are. You can look near or far, I'm hotter than the nearest star. Sweat before you hear a bar, never ever fearing y'all. The answers here to y'all, valet, prepare to call. A man of wisdom, knowledge, I command the rhythm. Blow your mind before you know it like an aneurysm. Stop your flow like a pulmonary embolism. My mannerisms is vitriol with vandalism. Corrupt California out of water. Detroit bankrupt, Texas blocking the borders. Drug transporters driving in Ford Explorers. Positive urine ignoring the judge's orders. From pregnancy, life expectancy is shorter. Something in the food got the kids growing taller. The rich getting richer, the poor getting poorer. The US dollar in the quarter getting smaller. Radio, you live on air, next caller. Google me, Safari, Internet Explorer. Out in far waters in Bora Bora, watching Law and Order. Playing Midnight Marauders. LP is a classic. Help me, I was asking. Promoted myself, then they felt me in the masses. Bad hand they dealt me, now wealthy using plastic. Ratchet, pose and take a selfie at your casket. Zoom in, fish eye, zoom lens. 4K background, looking like the room bends. Property goes up when I move in. Business booming, satellite tuned in.
And we are back, Live Free or Die Radio. Before we get the answer, I got to do a quick little announcement of my own. You can hear this and all our other podcasts at lfodradio.com, at lfodradio on everything social media, except for Twitter, which is at Live Free OD Radio. Like I said, we have a claim in for that. And soundcloud.com/LFOD. If you're an artist tuned in, submissions at LFODradio.com. Send them in. Keep them clean. Next week, we have Dart Adams coming in.
Ooh,
Boston hip-hop legend. And it's going to be another in-depth conversation. If you missed his last podcast with us, that is on LFODradio.com as well. With that being said, we are back with Alexis Priscilla, First Year Project. The big question.
Dum, 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 dum.
Would you like to repeat it?
So,
almost got me with this, by the way.
I'm nice like that.
Stumped.
You gotta know I'm nice like that. So, if you could convince our audience and why they should listen to your podcast with a hip hop lyric or a song, what would it be and why?
So, I was saying off the mic a bit that the majority of the first season of First Year Project, which you can also get SoundCloud, iTunes, firstyearproject.com.
First year PRJ.
Yes, for the socials. I listen to a lot, like an insane amount of Nipsey Hussle. Mm. He is literally one of my favorite artists. He's one of my favorite thinkers in the game in terms of how strategic he is and just how advanced he is business-wise and mentality-wise. He was like a true driving force into the late nights and the work that I was doing after work. So this particular song is called Faith, and the lyric is, all right, I'm looking for the cuss words so I don't say them out loud.
Go for it.
But wishing on a star, bleep, took it far. And if I lost it all tomorrow, I wouldn't trip at all. They say I'm crazy when I say it, but the fear of falling off is the only thing that can take your faith.
Nice. And what song is that?
That's Faith. I'm trying to remember which record it's on. You all should play it if you can. It's on SoundCloud because his whole thing is on SoundCloud now.
Is that off Victory Lap?
I want to say it is. It's the album that's red and it has like the star. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's on Victory Lap. And it's short, but it's like so impactful. Mm. And it was just, you know, something that I think is especially the aspect of, like, you know, whether I for some reason won't ever be able to record another podcast or for some reason, you know, am not able to do the work that I'm able to do, or even if I am able to do it and literally nobody listens to it, like, I have no regrets for going through this process and really growing and learning about myself as a creative. I feel like, you know, at 2023, I was definitely looking for ways to learn about myself, and I'm just so happy that I was given the opportunity to do that and to share what I've learned with others. So however it turns out, I'm just, you know, super thankful for being here and being able to do what I've been able to do.
Well, we're thankful as well. You've already uncovered a lot. You've clearly gained a lot of perspective from it, and you're down to share it, which is the most important part.
For sure.
Yes. Down to teach.
Each one teach one, as they say.
I think a lot of people need, especially in their journey, and everyone's trying to like find their purpose or what they're supposed to be doing. I think it's
awesome.
Definitely needed to hear all of these things that we talked about today. So thank you for coming.
Of course. Very last plug. We have a newsletter. It's called First Faves, which is also on firstyearproject.com. Definitely subscribe. We have everything from reads to podcast episodes to music. So check it out.
Dope. And this will be live tomorrow. LFODradio.com if you want to hear it from the top. Mixcloud.com/LFODradio.
Nice.
Just follow us somewhere and we'll share it. You'll share
very
it.
Very dope. I'll definitely share it. Awesome. Thanks so much for having me, guys.
No problem.
Thank you.
And before we close, I do want to put in a nice plug on October 8th.
Yes.
Broken Woke is having their launch party. I forgot where. It's some studio in Everett. But follow us and get the flyer.
Fumble. We fumbled the plug.
Anyways, it's October 8th at 7. Broken Woke is having their launch party. I'm inviting you personally. Make sure you come out. I'll be performing. It's a lot of women that she has on a
it's going to be dope. Tossie is the truth. Yeah, she doesn't know it yet, but she is.
Yeah. I think she's starting to realize
To figure it out. Yeah. Hopefully she's tuning in to this. Tossie, we miss you.
So make sure y'all plan for that. Make sure y'all come out. Follow us to get details.
Follow us at Broken Woke on everything, too. With that being said, Nipsey Hussle, Change Nothing. We'll be back next Tuesday, 7 p.m. Dart Adams in the building. Live free or die.
Lake Sheezy, what's up? Shout out to Tune.
Don't never talk about this shit I'm about to do. Don't never lie to her, I just tell the truth. Don't never put the beast on a pedestal. This money is the motor, everything after the revenue. Bar, I swear to God, that's what you better do. Cause in this life, it ain't no telling what's ahead of you. These niggas done went federal from young, reputable, and no killing this all sectional. Now this is the reality we wrestle with. Where everything in you down and die for what he represent. Where every murder is a mission rooted in revenge. You make it out alive in one piece, you set press.